I was supposed to work with a guy called David Klar, who was a cognitive psychologist. And so I went there supposedly to actually work with him in cognitive development. When I went, I wasn't quite a Canadian citizen yet. I was a landed immigrant. So I'd got a fellowship, but I wasn't allowed to take it out of the country. But I did eventually become a citizen, and I was able to get, you know, the equivalent of what NSERC is now. But I went there anyway. They gave you stipends. As I said, I came there thinking I was going to work with David Klar, and I took a course with Patricia Carpenter. We had to do a certain number of courses, and it was a course on reading, and I'd never thought about reading per se, but it was a course on reading. And as part of the course, we had to do a little study and collect data. And that's when I invented my reading span test for that project, that class project.
No kidding.
I was trying to think of what to do, and I thought, and so obviously my work with Robbie Case was still very fresh in my mind. And I thought, how about looking at individual differences in reading comprehension ability and seeing whether it's related to this dynamic between processing and storage? So I literally took the counting span task, and I thought, well, okay, instead of counting, let people do some language processing. So, you know, so I got them to read sentences, and then they had to store. So for counting, it was storing the product of the counting. So here it was a little arbitrary. I got them to store the last word of the sentence. And that's how my reading span task was born. And I did a little study, just collected data from undergraduates and graduate students. There were only about 20 subjects in my first study.
Yeah.
And collected data. And when I told Patricia what I was doing, she was a little skeptical because she wasn't sure she was interested in individual differences. But she said, fine. And then I got these really probably too good results in a way. And so she got very interested. And she said, you know, you've got to try and get this published. So I wrote up the paper with her help. And I submitted it to, was then JVLVB, Journal of Verbal Learning and Verbal Behavior. I think Walter Kinch was the editor. And I submitted it as Danneman. And the paper was quite differently written, because the way I wrote it was I showed how my concept evolved from the developmental research. So Pasqualioni and Robbie Case were quite prominent, you know, in the introduction and the motivation for the measure. And I remember sending a copy of the draft to Robbie, and he was sort of chuffed about that and everything. Anyway, heard back from Kinch, and he said, you know, I like this paper so much, I nearly didn't even send it out for review, because an editor can just accept it. He said, I liked it so much, I nearly didn't send it out for review. However, I sent it out for review, and I'm sorry to say that the paper's been rejected. But the main criticism was that my measure had just superficial resemblance to the developmental stuff. And most of it was like unbelievable invective against Pasqualioni, because he was a very controversial figure, as it was. And they just slammed his work. So I was devastated. But in the meantime, Patricia and I had started working on a follow-up study, where she had suggested doing a listening span version of it, and we'd already collected some data. And in fact, we could answer some of their criticisms with the second one. So it got resubmitted as Danneman and Carpenter, and the rest is history, because, you know, it really put me on the map.